Welcome to The Excellent Fiduciary, a podcast from Roland Criss, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Criss host.
From Roland Criss, I'm Ron Hagen. Cybersecurity is the U.S. Department of Labor, or DOL's, latest employee benefit plan investigation priority. Its initiative appears to be the outgrowth of a series of cases that participants have brought against plan fiduciaries and vendors to their benefit plans. These lawsuits allege that the fiduciaries should have done more to prevent the theft of account balances and other information stolen by cyber criminals. This first wave of litigation is ongoing, and it's called into question what exactly a plan fiduciary should know about vendors' abilities to prevent account takeovers. The DOL assumes that employers that sponsor employee benefit plans like 401k, 403b, and health and welfare plans conduct requests for proposals, or RFPs, from vendors at least once every 3 years. An RFP helps assure that fees and services remain appropriate given the makeup of a plan's participants and their needs. Well, the idea of an RFP is not new to experienced human resources executives and fiduciary committee members. However, what is new is the importance of cybersecurity and the extent to which vendors can protect a plan's personally identifiable information, or PII. Several factors are driving the DOL's efforts to get employers engaged in validating their vendors' cybersecurity readiness. I'd like to share a few of those factors with you today. Number one, cyber attacks targeting retirement plans are growing in number and sophistication, exposing employees and employers to increasing economic risks, and for employers, the addition of a reputational risk. According to Brian Smith, who's the section chief for the FBI's Cyber Criminal Division, efforts to prevent hackers from accessing PII and reporting intrusions need improvement. The FBI thinks cybersecurity is more of a business issue than an IT issue, and that's because the value of information is weighted in every enterprise based upon the degree to which it affects the viability of an enterprise. The more critical the information, the more emphasis the need exists for protecting it. The information retained in corporate health plans, retirement plans, and welfare plans certainly falls in the critical category. The DOL has placed the duty to protect employee benefit plan data squarely in the hands of plan fiduciaries. Responsible executives and managers need to help the protection of data by learning the status of their benefit plan vendors' cybersecurity readiness. Various certifications and attestations that vendors obtain can't be relied upon on face value, as many lawsuits are now indicating. Against this backdrop is the reality that finance and human resources executives face a significant challenge knowing what comprises cybersecurity best practices for benefit plans and how to implement them. So in order to assist employers with their duty to prudently select and monitor vendors, the Employee Benefits Security Administration, or EBSA, which is the Department of Labor's enforcement arm, outlined considerations they can use to determine that service providers follow strong cybersecurity practices. Now, here are a few examples of what plan fiduciaries should do, according to the EBSA, to test their vendor's cybersecurity readiness. First of all, compare a vendor's security standards, its practices, its policies, and third-party testing results to industry standards. Next, ask vendors how they validate their practices and what levels of security standards they've met. Find out if vendors have experienced security breaches, what happened, and how they responded. And determine if and when vendors share PII with others. Roland Criss published a much more complete list of questions to include in your next RFP, and we'd like to make it available to you. The RFP Vendor Security Guide lists 21 detailed items that will assure that you've made a thorough inquiry into the capabilities of each of your plan's vendors. You may request the guide at the contact link on our website at rolandchris.com. Well, beyond the investigation risk with the DOL that I mentioned at the start of this podcast, an RFP robust in cybersecurity content provides a valuable way to document what service providers are doing to protect participant balances and other data that cyber criminals target. As the government's initiative ramps up, you can be sure that executives who take steps to shore up their cybersecurity practices are likely to have a much better outcome in avoiding participant losses and resource expenditures in dealing with investigations. Roland Criss conducts cybersecurity assessments for plan sponsors of employee benefit plans that are qualified under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Our examinations use a framework of steps that emerge from the guidance announced by the Employee Benefit Security Administration in April of 2021. We'd be happy to share more with you about how to make your next RFP cybersecurity complete. Well, as we conclude, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Excellent Fiduciary Podcast. To learn more, visit us at rolandchris.com. I look forward to being with you next week. Have a good day.